Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman. Rick is the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. He's a columnist for Yahoo Finance, yahoo.com/finance. Is that right?
Finance.yahoo.com.
Okay, finance.yahoo.com. There you go. So check that out, folks. You can find his byline there. He's very prolific. Several articles a week, and I'm the happy beneficiary of, and I encourage you to check those out. Rick, one of the things you reported on recently is why you say that President Obama will have a better year in 2014 than he had in 2013. Now, in my predictions, I predicted that he would win more than he would lose in new issues, but I didn't necessarily say he'd have a better year, because I think Obamacare is still a slow motion train wreck. What do you think?
Well, here's where I'm basing that on. First of all, from Obama's perspective, 2013 was a terrible year.
Yeah.
Mainly because Obamacare just was such a disaster, the launch of it, and he and the Democrats just ended up squandering huge political advantage the Republicans gave them,
right,
in October, because the government shutdown that they engineered was so unpopular. And look how
but
we
it went
year,
away
Obama.
In 2 weeks, though.
Right. And right. And look how we ended the year. Obama's approval ratings close to record lows, and so forth. So,
well, plus plus there were other things besides Obamacare. I mean, you had all the IRS stuff, you had the NSA stuff, you had the latent Benghazi stuff. You had there was a lot of things hanging over him in 2013.
Right, and the ones I'm looking at every president deals with controversies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a partisan environment by nature. The ones I'm focusing on are the ones that might stick during the elections, midterm next November. Obamacare is clearly going to stick, but the Republicans have to also persuade voters that they are capable of leading and not just creating a ruckus. And
right.
Their reputation for that isn't so great. So I think 2014 is going to be better for Obama, first of all, because it can't be as bad as 2013. honestly.
That's cold comfort there, Rick.
Well, what's going to happen? And then the first big question is what will happen with Obamacare?
Yeah.
I think it's going to, my best guess, this is hard to predict, but my best guess is it will actually settle down. And I think we're going to hear fewer horror stories, because we sort of heard all of the horror stories that I think we're likely to hear in 2013, people losing their insurance and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to haunt Obama during the elections, but my guess is it's not going to get any worse. 2014 is the year the mandate goes into effect on businesses. And guess what? Businesses are actually, whether they like it or not, they're capable of dealing with it. Many businesses have already made their plans. And I just don't think it's going to be that.
Well,
I don't think it's going to be nearly as chaotic as it was this year.
Here's. I think you're right about the. I think it will settle down, after probably April, for a few months. But then I think in September, I think it's going to rear its head again. Not because anybody, any politicians stirred it up, but as you say, when the business mandate comes back, and people who currently are being insured by their employers, when that whole scenario starts unfolding, and it's being revealed to business owners and their employees what that new reality is going to look like, I think the last 4 months are going to look like the last 4 months.
That's the risk for Obama.
The last 4 months of 2014 will look like the last 4 months that we've just had. Yeah.
I mean, I've always felt that the business community, for the most part, doesn't like Obamacare, but that they're just capable of dealing with it. I mean, this is what they do for a living, is
that's
they
right.
deal with problems.
That's right.
So I think they will. I think you're right. If we find out that companies are suddenly saying, off the rolls, go get Obamacare instead,
yep.
That's going to be a problem. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that most companies that already are offering insurance don't want to alienate their employees that much.
Right.
Because we're in a recovering economy. You know, companies actually need their good employees at this point. Employees are a little less expendable than they used to be. And I think it's
know that if employers have cover to cut costs like a government mandate, then they could throw up their hands and say, hey, folks, it's not us, it's the government. We didn't do this. We're just responding to what we have to do. If they have the cover.
I think you're right about that, but I think that's what sort of weak companies do. I don't think strong companies do that. I think strong companies do their business. And we've just been through 5 years of very severe cost-cutting, and it does look like the economy is going to pick up momentum in 2014. If that happens, good businesses are going to be focused on how do we get more revenue in the door, right. How do we improve productivity.
Let's talk about some of the new issues. What kind of a year you think he's going to have on the new issues? Immigration, what else? Immigration, minimum wage. There was one other one that I was thinking of. The debt limit. What do you think he's going to do on those three, quickly?
Well, we know what Obama has said he's going to do on all of those. He wants a meaningful immigration reform. Maybe that's 50-50. He gets that.
Yeah.
He wants minimum wage to go up to somewhere between $9 and $10. I think there's a reasonably good chance he's going to get that too. I think it'll be around $9. It's now $7.25. I don't think $10 is going to happen. I can see $8.50 to $9 as a reasonable compromise. You know, the minimum wage increase. That's actually fairly popular if you look at polls. Americans.
It's not popular on Main Street, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's not popular among business owners, but it's well over a majority of people who say in polls they support an increase, depending on how you ask the question. So it's a little hard to oppose it. And what was the other one, Jim?
Well, the debt ceiling.
I think we're going to get through it because that's a losing game for Republicans.
I think the Republicans will give in on an immigration reform. They'll give in on the debt ceiling. They won't give in on the minimum wage, all because they don't want to take their eye off of Obama.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.